Welcome to the OnlyFans Podcast.
OnlyFans.
What's up?
Where we talk as much shit as we do basketball.
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
Exceedingly well.
Fucking tastic.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the OnlyFans Podcast.
To the OnlyFan Podcast. No nudes, just one lonesome dude talking NBA news. And you will see I am in a different atmosphere today. I am also without my co-host Adam and our producer Danny. It's just me today, guys. It's going to be weird. It's going to be quick. I wanted to originally just like listen to a whole bunch of solo podcasts, like just come in here. Da, 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 da. I'm Bill Burr. Just try to do like a Bill Burr impression. Segue that into, I don't really know any other solo podcasts. The only one I used to know was Congratulations with Chris D'Elia, but I don't listen to that one anymore. I don't know. That one went away, and I think that just, yeah, I'm not going to do that. So Adam is out with the whole COVID thing. There's that going on. He is in quarantine right now. And Danny had other injuries and family issues, so he is out with that. That leaves me. So let's get into it. Paul Pierce insults ESPN in a pretty in-depth interview with Sports Illustrated. He talks about ESPN being a LeBron PR machine. Nobody's surprised by this. I mean, it has to, how many people over at ESPN do you think are talk about what they want? You know, they don't have these producers, overheads, bosses telling them, you should talk about this. I mean, I think that's part of like the fun of being a content creator is just like, and I feel like that creates for better content. When you talk about something you're passionate, you care about, and you're not just regurgitating LeBron stats and the line of the day. So I understand why Paul Pierce was getting frustrated. And I mean, just to give everybody a recap, Paul Pierce was let go after an incident on Instagram Live where he was just recording him and some strippers having some good time, you know? Nothing illegal. And I don't know. It's one of those things. He wanted to go. He was ready to leave ESPN, so it probably all worked out for the best. Apparently, his agent wanted him to apologize, Paul Pierce's agent. Agents are pussies. I mean, there's just no way around this. I mean, around every corner, at best, I feel like agents are just like money-grubbing motherfuckers. And so his agent was like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe you should still like apologize. Yeah. I need my money. But Paul Pierce, he has his morals. He's like, fuck those motherfuckers. They don't deserve an apology. Didn't get one. One of the funny things in the interview with Paul Pierce, he talked about his struggles with Coach Rivers and like kind of when he got there in 2004, the adjustment period. And I just like talking with Danny Ainge and Coach Rivers, he was talking about back in the day. He was like, well, who do you want me to pass to? You know, talked about his shot selection. It's like, should I pass to Jerry Welsh and have him take a shitty shot? And it's just one of those things that you could tell. It's like all these years, he still thinks about how they wanted him to pass to this like Czech motherfucker who lasted less than a year in the league. Jerry Welsh, for anybody who doesn't remember, he played like 55 games for the Celtics. Wasn't very good. Like I said, washed out of the league in about a year. Who knows? Could have had an incredible European career. Do not know. So, yeah, that's, you know, some Celtics and Paul Pierce news. Again, Paul Pierce, you are always welcome to join our network and talk NBA. You will have free reign to talk any topic you want. Doesn't even have to be NBA, as you can see. What else? We have that the NBA ratings, more people watch the Georgia-Clemson NCAA football game than 5 of the 6 NBA finals games. Not good. That's not good. No, that's not good news for the NBA. I mean, it's awesome for the NCAA. they need to get the ratings up. We all know this. The NCAA, I mean, this is just proof. I think this says more about the NCAA than NBA right now. I mean, this is just so much proof that these players should be getting paid of some sort. You know, I mean, you have organizations. I mean, look at that. In one case, you have these lower ratings where a player is getting paid, like, could be getting paid $40 million a year to go out there and play in front of these people. Then you got the sport with, or you got these people with higher ratings. And they get this, they get a nice $40,000 scholarship to some shitty ass school where, you know, their coach gives them, you know, $50 for food. Everybody's under investigation. Everybody's career gets fucked. It's absolutely ridiculous. The NCAA, I can't wait to see you goddamn crumble. You're a whole bunch of greedy, racist motherfuckers. Okay, maybe not. But you're a bunch of greedy, and at least your fathers and grandfathers were racist. I know that much. SEC motherfuckers. But yeah, so no, I'm very happy to see, I am happy to see players getting paid, but it will be interesting to see how it progresses because, I mean, these ratings are, there's not much more to say about it. What else? We got Trae Young becoming a wrestling heel at Madison Square Garden. Yep. This guy is addicted to being the villain. I mean, the fact that he would go back there, and I also think this shows a lot of promise for him in the future and just him making a shit ton of money also in media, movies, whatever. I mean, he's good in the spotlight. He enjoys it. He seeks it out. He's not only about basketball. I mean, hell of a basketball player, of course, but yeah. So that's pretty much it for me today, guys. Other than that, the biggest story going on in the NBA is just 2K and everybody getting their thumbs up today, you know? Adam, any thoughts? I miss you, Adam. Danny?
I miss you, Danny.
I saw that there was an article about Lord. It came out that most of her albums were inspired by like drugs and shit, which I guess, I mean, I don't really know how royals and everybody was royals. No, I don't really know how that's inspired by drugs, but I mean, I guess maybe a whole bunch of other stuff was. Oh, this just seems like a random, like I always thought Lord was a little more wholesome. Her entire discography is drug themed and she wrote them under the influence. Really? Pop star. It's cannabis. Solar power is she took over. She initially planned for solar power to be an LSD themed. Wait, so are they just themed or was she tripping balls the whole time? I mean, you can't do a drug themed album without being on that drug, I would say. That would be my argument. But yeah, I thought that was interesting, I guess. MeUndies. And we have a first. Oh yeah, the new Matrix movie apparently doesn't look that good, so that's something. All right. And thank you for watching this little. I guess we're gonna call it a solo mini-sode. No nudes, just NBA news, and we will catch you next week.